This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some are saying that directed energy weapons are being deployed to spark the largest fire in Texas history. And we know that these weapons exist.
This newly released footage shows the Dragonfire laser directed energy weapon system in action. And it could be in the hands of military personnel in 5 years' time. It destroys targets with an intense beam of light and has pinpoint accuracy. It's able to hit something the size of a one-pound coin from a kilometer away.
The fires we have seen in recent years, including the fires in Texas, are very different from what we have seen in the past. They often selectively spare the trees while burning the infrastructure into a powdery ash footprint.
I have witnessed and observed some extraordinary damage in our state. It could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes, and frequently when you see the aftermath of that damage, there's some semblance of a structure that is still there. When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone. Completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
After the Maui fires, many people believed that a blue roof was able to deflect these directed energy weapons and spare the home from destruction. And Joe Biden recently alluded to this twice.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it. And anyway,
by the way, did you notice you fly over the helicopter? Those places with roofs, they didn't move.
With the right materials.
Yeah. So we got to change the...
Joe Biden is clearly not a reliable source of accurate information. But why would a roof save a house from burning? And while there is plenty of circumstantial evidence that suggests directed energy weapons are being used to start these recent fires, arsonists have been arrested starting them the old-fashioned way. And there is a clear motive. The United Nations, who have been orchestrating the open border policy of America and several other countries, have openly announced plans to clear the lands of people and move them into smart cities. Starting with Agenda 21, a map which shows designated off-limits to human areas lined up with the 2008 California fires. 9 years ago, planning was announced for smart cities to be built on Maui, but the most coveted property was owned by natives whose families have lived there for generations prior to Hawaii being annexed by the U.S. In August of 2023, Maui was devastated by highly suspicious fires. Roads were blocked off to keep residents from escaping, and the U.S. government gave survivors a mere $700 per household. A conference in April of 2023 met in Viña del Mar, Chile, to provide the municipality with support in the transfer of knowledge about the theory and solutions of smart cities. A year later, Viña del Mar was ravaged by fires. It was blamed on climate change, but local officials claimed arson. And in 2022, Amarillo, Texas was reported to be the number one area under the radar for the Texas housing market under the United Nations Vision 2045. On February 26th of this year, the biggest fire of Texas broke out in this same area. Vision 2045 is the latest iteration of the United Nations plan to seize control of 90% of the land and limit people to 15-minute cities.
I'd like to think that change happens in manageable ways. It doesn't happen like that. It happens in punctuated equilibria, where we have periods of stability and then periods of massive, radical, disruptive and transformative change. And that is where we are right now.
This is the decisive decade in the history of humanity. We who are here now have a responsibility that no future generations will have.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We'll be right back. receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. Alex will be back at the end of the week. He is taking a much-deserved vacation. And he has been communicating with the crew this entire time and working closely. It seems like it's hard for him to get away from work, but I'm glad that he's able to get some time away with family. He will be back. Tomorrow we're going to be doing some coverage of the eclipse. I'm not sure if the weather's going to be overcast or not, but we're going to have some cameras coming from several different locations around Austin, Texas. And I will be at Zilker Park, as far as I know now, with some of the crew interviewing people, getting responses for the eclipse. The eclipse is going to be at about 1:30 tomorrow, as I understand it. So we'll be covering it between 1 and 2 Central Time. So tune in for that, and we will be at several different locations, as I said, to make sure that we can try to get the best images to you of this eclipse. Apparently, it's going to be amazing. I've never seen an eclipse that I thought was just mind-blowing before. I think the last time I spent time actually looking at one was probably in elementary school or something like that. So I'm excited as an adult to have this experience and look at it. Matt Baker was kind enough to call and tell me a little bit about the eclipse and how beautiful they really are if you see the total eclipse and have the experience and are able to see the corona. So we're going to take his advice and do everything that we can to get the best imagery for you guys as possible if you're not in the strip. It's crazy. I saw a map this week of Airbnb bookings, and there's just an insane amount of bookings along the stretch that's going to have the total eclipse in the United States. Very exciting stuff. So let's get into this next story here. NATO chief, Ukraine may have to compromise with Russia. So it is up to the West to make sure that Kiev reaches an acceptable result, says Jens Stoltenberg. Ukraine may ultimately have to agree to come to some kind of compromise with Russia to end the conflict, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has said. In an interview with the BBC published on Saturday, the NATO chief reiterated that the West must support Ukraine in the long term, even if we believe and hope that the war will end in the near future. He added that Western countries should invest in Kiev's defense capabilities to make it more resilient in the event of future hostilities. At the same time, he signaled that it was up to Ukraine to choose when and under what conditions to seek peace with Russia. The end of the day, it has to be Ukraine that decides what kind of compromises they're willing to do, Stoltenberg said. So we know that this week, Blinken came out and explicitly stated that Ukraine will be a member of NATO. And we know that if this happens in the context of attacks from Russia on Ukraine, then those attacks would legally in the international community be classified as attacks on the United States itself and other members of NATO. This, then, justifies legally an explicit military response against Russia among all members of NATO, NATO members. So it seems like a major escalation. Now, it's possible that this effort is being done so that Ukraine will have a better negotiating position in light of a surrender or a ceasefire or something of that nature. I don't know if they would call it a surrender. They'd probably try to save face for Ukraine in this. But it seems to me just as likely, especially since we have conflicts popping up all over the place, that this is being used as an excuse to usher in military action, NATO military action against Russia. And I saw a clip this week. I don't know if you guys saw the clip or if we have it, of NATO troops being spotted on a farmer's land in Moldova. And this farmer is yelling at him, get off my property, get off my property. They sounded like Americans to me. They responded and they said, we're here to help, we're here to help. And this guy knows better. He's like, look, you guys aren't here to help. Even if you think you're here to help, it's not very helpful that NATO is on my land. Because that can only mean that there's going to be increased escalation, conflict in the region. There's no way that this is going to be helpful if NATO is involved. And Russia doesn't give up. They don't care. All the way back to Napoleon, through World War II, through every military conflict that they've ever had, even when their whole entire government collapses, Russia still finds a way to stay Russia. I mean, what other example throughout history has there been the entire collapse of a government and that government, that country still remains? Like, I know that the territories were redrawn after the collapse of the USSR or the Soviet Union. But Russia still managed to stay Russia. I was talking to my wife about Russia. One of the things that's the most amazing thing about Russia to me, the reason I respect Russians so much, is because while Russians seem to have failed to figure out how to really thrive, they are by far the most impressive people that I've ever seen figure out how to survive. They have survived Ivan the Terrible. They survived the collapse of the USSR in the midst of the Cold War. They survived both World War I and World War II. They survived the communist takeover and the eradication of the czar system that they had before. I mean, these people, despite all odds, being in a terribly unforgiving climate, through terribly unforgiving times, just you simply can't kill them. I mean, they will survive no matter what. So if we think that we're going to have some sort of a victory over Russia in World War III, we should probably think again, because though they seem to struggle to thrive, they will survive. You know, the opposite example would be like Rome, for example. Rome couldn't figure out how to survive, but at its peak, man, it was really thriving. It's yet to be said for the United States of America, but it seems that we may be failing to survive. But at our peak, man, did we thrive. Did we accomplish some of the most impressive things that have ever been accomplished? From the Industrial Revolution all the way to the tech boom, from the invention of the internet, from landing on the moon. This is just the proof that capitalism and free markets are the most efficient form of an economy. The proof that trusting people with the responsibility of freedom amounts to less injustice than a top-down regulation. As this great experiment, we have proven objectively to the world that freedom is safer than safety is without freedom. It's an amazing accomplishment. I don't know if we're going to figure out how to survive or not, because it seems like though our Constitution was capable of saying which rights should be protected, it failed to protect itself. It seems that our Constitution now has somehow just become another piece of paper, so it doesn't enforce itself. It requires good men with consensus on culture and values to enforce its principles. But it did prove that the principles within it, when they were actually manifest and being enforced and used to the best of our ability, were the most effective and just and the best at bringing the weakest and poorest among us up from poverty. The class transitions, the ascension from poverty to wealth that was possible in this country because of freedom is something that was just unprecedented. You hadn't seen anywhere else in the world. We proved that freedom is the way, though we did not yet discover, seemingly have not yet discovered, how we can protect freedom. That's one of my criticisms of anarchy. One of my big beefs with anarchy is like, okay, so if you establish a system of anarchy where there is no government and there's just total freedom, then what system or party is in place to enforce the state of anarchy? That's the issue with anarchy. There is no government to enforce anarchy. And if there was a government to enforce the anarchy, then it wouldn't be anarchy because it would have a government. That's the major problem with anarchy as a political philosophy. It's impossible. And if you think about the history of mankind as a whole, the species itself, that is the default setup. The default setup is you're born into nature and there is no establishment. There's no system. There's no culture. If you're going back hundreds of thousands of years or however many thousands of years, go back for people. There was no system, but every single civilization, every society, every race, every religion, every culture manifested and created a system to run itself under, whether it was a despotism, whether it was a communism, whether it was a capitalism, or a kingdom, whatever, dictatorship, senate, all these different systems all spontaneously manifest to create some sort of a government for a people based off of their consensus, their values, and their culture. So anarchy, being in the default state, is not a state that stays. It's something that gets washed out with the system. So if we were to establish some sort of an anarchy here in the United States where there was no government, there was total freedom, then you would have people working and conspiring together for resources, and all of a sudden you have this tribal thing, and there's just different miniature governments, and the strongest will survive until the weakest are dominated or conquered, and then you wind up with a government again. It's just not a sustainable government. And so what we have to figure out here in the United States of America is not what freedoms we should have. We already know the answer to that. The answer to that was given to us in the Constitution, because our founders were thoughtful enough to actually consider the principles from the Second Treaties of Government by John Locke and others, and understand that here are a list of the ones we know are absolutely important. Things like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to bear arms.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
After war, that's why you countlessly see examples of our politicians shilling for the Israels or the Taiwans or the Ukrainians. It has nothing to do with protecting democracies or Judeo-Christian values, and everything to do with protecting our interests. Our interests all founded on the notion that the dollar must remain the global reserve currency, because if it collapses, the entire world economy will collapse. But our enemies, who we've sanctioned and abused over decades, realize that their sovereignty, their national sovereignty, is dependent on a new global reserve currency. So the Irans, the Chinas, the Russians are doing everything they can to subvert the interests of the U.S. dollar overseas to ensure they can place something else instead and determine the outcome for their own countries over the course of the 21st century in the way that was just not possible during the 20th century. That's what these conflicts boil down to. Our intelligence community knows this. And they're frantically trying to establish an alternative system, because they know that this current lie that is our money is inevitably going to collapse. They understand that fiat currency can't live forever, that Ponzi schemes must expand indefinitely before they totally collapse. And they realize that this collapse is evident because there's not that much more expansion that can be done. Frankly, our previous expansion has been compromised, whether it's through BRICS or other foreign relations. And so what's happening right now is a war for who's in control of all of the world's resources, trade routes, supplies, economies. Who is in control when the collapse of the dollar happens? Because whoever is in control when the collapse happens is going to be the entity that is going to be capable of establishing what the response to the collapse is going to be. That's going to be capable of determining what's going to happen next. So the United States wants to determine what happens next. It's partnered with the global community. It's partnered with NATO, UN, WEF, and others to try to get all Western cultures in on this new central bank digital currency so they can determine what happens next. And right now we see China and Russia and Iran conspiring to try to get as much power over the region as possible so they can determine their own digital currency that will be the backing of the next economy. And globalists understand that globalism does not work as long as any nation has sovereignty, national sovereignty being antithetical itself to globalism. And that's why they've been so antagonistic toward Russia, because Russia seems to be the only country, major superpower, not playing ball, aside from perhaps China. Not playing ball with the globalist agenda. 71% of their economy is dependent on energy exports. And the globalists are constantly trying to shift our energy throughout the world to this green energy hoax, despite the fact that it would result in the death of millions of people in third world countries who depend on fossil fuels in order to survive. We could take the hit in America because we're a wealthy nation, but thousands would survive. This is the depopulation agenda of the globalists, folks. They don't mean to kill everybody in America. We're the rich ones. They want to kill the poor people that are a burden on humanity and resources. And you hear bizarre stories, too. We know this escalation is happening because you hear bizarre stories about Secretary Blinken out of nowhere, despite all these other conflicts that seem much more important, whether it's Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, whatever, out of nowhere just criticizing Uganda for its policies on homosexuality. It's why does Secretary Blinken care what Uganda does in terms of gay rights? It's not like there's a lot of upward pressure among Democrats in the United States to say something about Uganda's gay policy. Nobody here cares. Not even the gay community, the LGBTQ community cares about what's happening in Uganda. They're fighting for gay rights here in the United States. So why is Blinken coming out and being so antagonistic to Uganda of all places? Well, when you look into it, it turns out Russia has recently partnered with Uganda to establish nuclear energy. And I guess Uganda's got a lot of uranium. And though they've promised not to export it anywhere, they're seemingly exporting it to Iran for enrichment. And Iran simultaneously seems to be enriching its own uranium because it's trying to expand, if it doesn't already have nuclear power, which it probably does, is trying to expand its nuclear capabilities because it's being funded by China to antagonize Israel. Why do we want antagonism against Israel and China? Why does China want to antagonize Israel? Well, because we are trying to build trade corridors through Israel that are going to compete with China's Belt and Road Initiative. China's Belt and Road Initiative, of course, is an effort for China to control all trade in the region so it can supplant the dollar as a global reserve currency. So indirectly, all these conflicts that we're having in Israel and Russia and Taiwan, all of them boil down to control over what the global reserve currency is going to be, because our enemies abroad are sick of being bullied by the United States via sanctions, sanctions that are only possible because our currency is the global reserve currency. And so through our abuse of this power, through our manipulation of our currency over the last 50, 60, 70 years, through the injustices that we, the United States, have committed upon the world, we have engendered such bitterness that we are on the cusp of World War III. Humanity is on the verge of potential mass extinction, certainly a mass extinction event if there was nuclear war. And it's all because our money is a lie. I mean, there's a reason in the Bible God gives you like 10 things to do, plus Jesus threw on the 11th commandment, love one another as I have loved you. There's a reason that one of the commandments is never lie. This is, say what you will about Jordan Peterson. I know that I don't agree with everything that he says. I know that there's some things about him that seem like conflicts. But I think he's a brilliant man. I think he's a good man. And the biggest thing he has ever emphasized, the most important thing he's ever emphasized, is how important it is never to lie. And everybody lies. I lie, you lie. Nobody lies like the political class. That's just a whole other level of lying that I wouldn't be capable of. But everybody lies. It's so important not to lie. And the reason God tells us not to lie is not because of some dogmatic notion. Not because he's just imposing rules on us or it's bad and we're supposed to show him our discipline because we're always tempted to lie. Lying seems so convenient. The reason he tells us not to lie is because lying is the propellant, the fuel, the energy that brings about the destruction not only of individuals, but of entire peoples. So when you lie in your marriage is going to fall apart. When you lie in your career is going to fall apart. If you lie to people, your life's going to fall apart. But what if your nation builds an entire currency and the entire value of that currency itself is a lie? And if we experience the retribution for our sins as individuals, what retribution are we going to experience as a nation for our sins as a nation? This lie has been so gigantic that it is literally resulting in the bombing of innocent people every single day and has been the cause of every single injustice that's happened war-wise from the United States over the last 50, 60, or 70 years. Whether it was in Vietnam or Iraq or Afghanistan or these conflicts that we're in today, these people are dying because our money is a lie and we have to prop up that lie, otherwise we're worried the entire world economy is going to collapse. We should never have lied to begin with, but our politicians, we allowed them to lie. We empowered them, and we looked the other way. And we went off the gold standard. We didn't do anything about it. When hyperinflation happened, we complained about what was costing us here in the United States in terms of oil, but we didn't realize that systemically there's a fundamental problem that will not correct itself. We, the people of the United States of America, have a duty to each other, to our country, to ourselves, to find a way to get our government, our institutions, to acknowledge this lie and correct it, because if we don't, it could be the end of humanity. It could result in such conflict and war and collapse and despair and suffering and famine and starvation, the likes of which the world has never seen. I want to take your calls for the next hour or so. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. I'm going to open up the lines and allow the crew to screen the calls during this break coming up in a minute here. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Call, open lines, talk to me about anything that you want. We're going to be coming up to break here in about 40 seconds. And in the meantime, make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we are still on the air. Right now we have Survival Shield X3 on sale. Not only is it good to have iodine in your system in the event that you're unfortunately exposed to radiation from World War III, but there are so many other amazing health benefits that range from cognitive functioning to our body's ability to filter toxins out of the food and water that we consume. I highly recommend that you check out Survival Shield X3, not only because it will improve your life and health, but because it keeps this operation on the air at such a crucial moment in our nation's history. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Be the reason we are still on the air, and let's give them a 5th of November. They shall never be forgotten.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. Don't worry, Alex will be back. He is on a much-deserved vacation. I believe he's going to be back at the end of the week. So we will be playing a little bit of musical chairs with the hosts throughout the week. We are going to be taking calls for the next hour. So call in 877-789-2539. The lines are lit up right now, but I will be going through these calls. So if you have to wait on hold, if you hear a busy hold, or if you hear a busy signal, just try again in a few minutes as we go through the calls. I do want to mention that in an hour, for the hour and a half after that, we are going to be showing Alex Jones's interview with Diane Kaiser. Now, Diane Kaiser is a holistic health expert, and she's also going to be on the show with Owen this week. So Owen's going to interview holistic health expert Diane Kaiser, who's made major discoveries in nanotechnology found in cosmetics, female products, and dental products, and other things. So you're going to want to hear the interview that we show of hers with Alex, because they're going to be taking calls together and answering questions, as I understand. So she's going to be rejoining us this Wednesday, taking your calls and any health concerns and anything you hear in the interview that we run tonight. And after that, we're going to debut the new 30 Minutes, where Owen sits down with an illegal immigrant child escort and explains how they are potentially being trafficked all around the country. So stay tuned. But in the meantime, we are going to be taking calls. Let's go first to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, what is on your mind, sir?
Hey, how's it going, Chase?
Good. Thanks for your call.
All right. Last week, you seemed a little concerned about us taking too much power back.
I'm not concerned about us taking the power back. I'm concerned about what we do with the power when we take it back. I think we should take it all back, just to be clear.
Right, take it all back. But, I mean, it seemed like you were being a little overly cautious.
Yes, maybe.
And I think that trials are going to be needed.
Of course.
For pretty much everyone in Washington, D.C., including all J6 jurors.
Yes.
Especially for the praying grandmother. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, they held out for, 36 hours? But still, if that's just one person of a jury of 12,
yes,
that person was finally beaten down, that's still, that one more person is weak, and they don't deserve, well, they deserve a free, fair trial. But then they deserve punishment after that for doing that to that lady.
Absolutely.
That's just absolutely horrible.
It's horrible. It broke my heart to see. And obviously, we've been covering the J6 stuff for a long time. A lot of people went to prison erroneously. Helen Schroyer is a close friend of mine, and he's somebody that went to prison for no good reason because of this protest. It was sick to see. And the more crimes that they commit against us, the more embittered we become. I just hope that we don't go beyond the scope of justice when we take all the power back. And I'm talking about what happened in Germany after World War I with the Treaty of Versailles. That was a great injustice, but they compensated for the injustice that was done to the German people after World War I, before the Third Reich came into power. And they almost destroyed their entire civilization by getting involved in this World War II.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Also, I wanted to mention that, it's a nice black-on-black suit you got there, but lighten up a little bit, man. It looks kind of evil.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Thanks for your feedback, Scott. Next, Mark. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, Mark, I can hear you.
Hey, I just wanted to see what you thought about Bitcoin and the fact that what I believe is that Bitcoin is a beta test for the central bank digital currencies that they're planning to inflict on all of mankind.
Yes, so I totally agree with that. I think it's very mysterious that Bitcoin came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it was a white paper by an anonymous account that never used any of the money, never sold any of the Bitcoin that it itself had. And this technology was so advanced and sophisticated that it came out of nowhere, that it's unlikely that it wasn't either a group of people or backed by somebody that was high up in this space of creating these systems. That's the first thing that's mysterious about it. Second thing is, it seemingly garnered so much attention, and it got so adopted over the course of 10, 15 years that it was able to be a beta test. And the beauty of this technology is that it can be used to keep transactions anonymous. It can be used to stifle inflation by the limited number of coins that are ever going to be created. It has all of the virtues and benefits of a libertarian currency. That's what's so enticing about it. The problem is, with blockchain technology, you can invert it and use it for other purposes as well, where you can create these tokens or these dollars that can only be spent on certain transactions. So if we revert or pivot to a central bank digital currency that's controlled by the IMF or the central bank, then they can associate some of the dollars you have for certain uses. So you could have $100,000 in the bank, but only be allowed to spend 1,000 of them on food, or 1,000 of them on fossil fuels, or 1,000 of them on healthcare, and maybe 1,000 of them have to be spent on certain products or certain services. This is how the New World Order can control. It's the mark of the beast. It's how they could control, practically speaking, this is the technology that can be used to control all people and subjugate all humanity. So I'm very concerned about it. I don't think that everybody that has Bitcoin is bad or anything like that, or that it's wrong to have Bitcoin. But I do think that it's likely that this Bitcoin phenomenon that we've experienced was a test for this technology before rolling it out, because they want to replace the dollar after it collapses with something that they can totally control. What do you think, Mark?
Yep, that is exactly what I think. I think it is a cashless money system that the Bible talks about is coming, and it's coming quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Bitcoin would not be worth $70,000 if it weren't for the fact that a handful of people, they say that 1% of the population, or less than 1%, has 90% of the wealth.
Yeah.
And I think that Bitcoin definitely would not be worth $70,000 a coin if it weren't for the fact that 1/10, 1%, or 1% mm-hmm. of people are really pulling the strings on it. But I also think that they can't come out with a central bank digital currency, a worldwide central bank digital currency, without testing it just a little bit.
Yep.
And I honestly believe that that's what's behind Bitcoin. I think we all need to fight it tooth and nail so that, you know, we don't, because this is what I say. I say money is power, nothing more, nothing less. With it, you tell that guy to dance and he'll dance for you.
Yep.
Without it, you're powerless to buy a hamburger to feed yourself. And when the rulers of this world control all of your money, they control everybody and everything.
Absolutely, Mark. Great insight. So we got time for one more call before we go to break. Let's hear from Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, I want to bring up some Christian stuff regarding the eclipse. Not a lot of people talk how it's relevant to us Christians. I think everyone who is Christian should take a moment during the eclipse, especially since it's so close to Easter this year, this time around, too, that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Gospels that talked about during the crucifixion that there was a solar eclipse because God was big mad at the Jews, and that there was also earthquakes. So I thought it was interesting.
That we're seeing earthquakes and the eclipse happen right now.
Yeah,
that is interesting. And I don't know what to make of it, man. I'm so wary to get into interpreting passages of the Bible or symbolism in the Bible that I don't fully understand. I don't make investments in things that I don't understand. And that's why I'm so generally wary of this. But one thing I do know for sure is I understand when Jesus said that the end will come like a thief in the night. I mean, nobody's going to expect it. So do you think that it's just kind of vain and moot to try to figure out when the end's going to come, given that Jesus Christ himself said no one's going to know?
Oh, well, I'm not talking about the eclipse being a sign of Jesus's return, which
okay.
it is.
Okay.
But when he was crucified, it said in the gospel that there was 3 hours of darkness,
yes.
which scientists said was impossible, and that there was a solar eclipse in the middle of the day around noon.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for your call, Jack. I appreciate that. We're cutting a break right now. We'll be back with your calls on the other side. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. And don't forget to visit InfoWarsStore.com to be the reason that we are still on the air. A lot of great deals for a lot of our flagship products. I highly recommend Survival Shield X3 right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
To the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. We're going to be taking calls for the next 45 minutes or so. 877-789-2539. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com to be the reason that we are still on the air. Not only do we have Survival Shield X3 in stock for an incredible deal, we've got other flagship products available that really help with your health. They are the best products on the market. We do a lot of research and we buy only the best. When it comes to the products on our store, when they come after us for anything, it's rarely for the quality of our products. These supplements are legitimate. And not only is it a great way for you to help yourself with your own health or mental focus or energy levels, but it's also a great way to keep us on the air. We are not on the air so that we can sell supplements, but we sell supplements so that we can be on the air. So anything you get at InfoWarsStore.com helps us broadcast the truth worldwide every day. At this very crucial time, not just for the United States of America as we come up on this election on November 5th, but for humanity as a whole, because globalism is not something that's just going to harm the people of America. It is something that is going to harm the people of the world, as its very manifestation is the subjugation of all people by a political class which seeks to not only keep its power indefinitely, but expand it to the limit without any recourse or threat of losing it from people. No accountability to the people. So please consider visiting InfoWarsStore.com. And if you can't afford to spare anything, then share the content by downloading clips from the show, cutting viral content, promoting your favorite moments on every platform, because that is the best way to get more people involved in this information war so that we can win it ultimately against the forces of evil that seek to totally subjugate all of us. Let's go straight to Bart in Georgia. Bart, what is on your mind?
Yes, sir. I want to talk about Biden's border bloodbath. The first two things that come to mind are the drug cartels and prostitution. And yep. Usually these, when you call the police, usually when they only show up and there's drug money and prostitution money. But I also want to talk about Bill Gates has new neighbors. The drug cartel kingpins are moving into Seattle, mm-hmm. and these are people that are very dangerous.
Absolutely. And actually, there was this clip that I wanted to go over. This is clip number 7. New York City homeowners explain how squatter crisis has gotten out of control. When I was at Eagle Pass, we're on the clip in a second, when I was at Eagle Pass covering the border, all the locals told us was that the whole town was basically under control of the cartels. And the poverty rate is very high. The average income is very low in Eagle Pass and other border towns. And they were paying off. The cartels were paying off ranchers that lived along the Rio Grande so that they could build driveways and expedite the migration, the trafficking of people across the border. And so it's imperative to their business that our border is not protected, or if it is protected, that as many Border Patrol officers on both sides of the Rio Grande are paid off and part of the scheme. They buy everyone off. That is how an invasion begins. That is how corruption or a mafia begins. They just pay everybody off. It's not that there weren't enough cops in the city, but the mob paid them off. That's what they're doing, and they have all the money to do it, and we've made it possible for them to do this because we have failed to fight the forces of evil and really crack down on the problem. We're so focused on every conflict in every country that we don't take care of our own. Let's go ahead and run clip number 7 and stay on the line, Bart, because I want to hear what you think of this clip.
A growing problem in the city and a nightmare for landlords, squatters, who take advantage of laws that allow them to live rent-free as the lengthy court process plays out. CBS 2 political reporter Marcia Kramer here in studio with an issue in desperate need of a solution, Marcia.
Well, Christine, you're right. You know, I recently had a conversation with a friend whose mother died leaving her a house in Queens. Now, it should have been an easy sell, the house and the bank inheritance, but it wasn't. She was terrified squatters would see an empty house, move in, and she wouldn't be able to get them out. And she's not alone. Squatters have victimized many, many New Yorkers who say something just has to be done.
My tenants only pay me 1 month's rent. They know the game. They know after 30 days, you cannot evict them.
No court case should go 7 years.
Why can't you just change the locks?
Oh, I will be arrested instantly.
They turned off the hot water and then reported that they had no hot water. It's a $250 fine per day, up to $15,000, punishable by 5 years in jail.
So here you are. You have to pay the upkeep of the house.
Right.
And you're not getting any rent?
I'm not getting any rent, and I'm paying the gas and electric every month.
Four stories repeated over and over and over again by irate and often unwitting property owners. Worry lines marking their faces, who came to City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino's office desperately seeking help. Hong Chen has spent thousands trying unsuccessfully to get the squatters out of this home in Maspeth. John Sokran using his pension money for expenses on this College Point home he hoped would provide retirement income. And Susan Mascara, who has used up her savings paying for 7 years of upkeep on this Bayside home she inherited from her mother.
I'm in debt. My credit cards are pretty much maxed out.
Some of them make me cry. All I want to do is make things better.
Councilwoman Vicky Palladino says part of the solution is to change the law, which allows people to claim squatters' rights after living in a place for 30 days. She wants it changed to 180 days.
They own the property and they have no rights. Squatter rights? Oxymoron. Squatters have no rights.
Squatters terrified this woman who lived next door to this white stone home, a home they took possession of.
7:30 in the morning, there'd be people on the front lawn drinking beer, smoking pot. Different cars from different states showing up, and then license plates being swapped. It was frightening.
Yeah, Marcia, so you can feel our rights are supposed to protect us against no quarter, but it seems like these squatter laws are a violation themselves of our right to our own property. Bart, what do you think of that? And I know that specific example wasn't directly related to illegal migrants, but obviously these two problems are heavily intertwined because there are illegal migrants that are moving in and driving the costs of housing up. And the squatter laws are just exacerbating the problem amidst this invasion. What do you think about that, Bart?
Well, the police, the law is going to do nothing about it. I say vigilantism is the answer. And there was a case, I don't know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago where they were squatting in the house and then four dudes broke in the middle of the night and they smashed this dude's kneecap in with a crowbar, said, "You're going to be out tomorrow. We're coming back."
That's how the mafia started to begin with, right? Everybody was being oppressive towards the Italian immigrants. And so in the Italian neighborhoods in Chicago or New York, the mob had to come about to offer protection, and of course it expanded and became its own organized crime, but it was because justice wasn't being provided, and when justice isn't provided to a people, they find a way to get justice on their own, don't they?
Yes, sir, and the last thing I have to say, if you want to watch Alex Jones and then this podcast later on, go to Bart Fine on Rumble and BitChute and watch the replay later on tonight.
Awesome. Send me a link on X, and I'll try to repost it if I remember. Thanks, Bart. Lynn in Columbus. Lynn, what is on your mind?
I'm thinking, okay, Corral, if Trump wants that White House, we need a rally in Washington, D.C., and maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene can bring forth the evictions of everybody up there. And I know a way that we can get 100% turnout if Trump is at that rally and the Holy Spirit convicts him, he falls on his knees and he's asking God to bless him in this country. He jumps up, he leaps in the air, comes down speaking a language I don't know, and then everybody in the audience gets it. I think the power will be there. And
you know,
everybody will vote.
I've been feeling a shift in the zeitgeist online. It's obvious to me that people really are waking up. You can just see the way that the content is shifting on social media and the way people are responding to it and what's going viral. It's not just a matter of algorithm changes since Elon Musk has taken over, but I'm really feeling on a societal level as a civilization here in the United States of America that the American people are waking up to the extent of which we have been abused by our own government. Lynn, do you think that's true, or am I just in a bubble?
I think this book you're writing, okay, is going to be a bestseller.
I hope you're right.
And I want an autographed copy.
I'll hook you up, Lynn.
Okay.
God, I appreciate that. God bless you. Let's hear from Tin Man in Texas. Tin Man, what's up?
Hey, Chase, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. I just want to warn you that I did take this call before I looked at the clock, so we've only got about a minute left. Stay with us after the break, and I'll make sure you can finish your thought, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have a thought right now, really, is on, like, the central bank digital currency. Well, the dollars is the first time the world ever got on a fiat currency.
Yeah.
So I think this is, it's also has something to do with the turning of times.
Yes.
And, but this being the first time that the whole world's been on the fiat currency and, you know, the dollar is the world, you know, currency.
Yeah.
It might just be this time that, you know, instead of a world war, where we're all fighting each other, maybe it will be a world war where we're just fighting the bank.
Wow. Stick with us, Tin Man. We're cutting a break right now. That's a very good point. I want to go back and forth with you a little bit on the other side.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.